You're listening to GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. For more than 40 years, the city of Atlanta has been led by an African-American mayor. Maynard Jackson started the trend in 1974, becoming the first black mayor elected in a major southern city.
Never shall I let you down.
The man who preceded him was Sam Massel, who made history of his own in 1970 when he became the first Jewish mayor of Atlanta. Massel has stayed busy since his time in office. He's now president of the Buckhead Coalition, and he's the author of a new book, Play It Again, Sam, The Notable Life of Sam Massel. I asked the former mayor about the cultural shift between his time in office and the election of Maynard Jackson.
You might say it was my legacy that at City Hall, I was steering the boat, if you want to call it that, during a period of transformation where the city government power structure changed from an all-white group to a black City Hall without incident. We did that smoothly and comfortably over the 4 years that I served as mayor without any riots or demonstrations, and we found that it worked very comfortably. And it's time that we elect people regardless of their race, because we're trying to find the best people. We want to get informed and then active. And the way to do that is do it blindfolded.
Blindfolded, yeah. During Jackson's swearing-in speech, he said, I'm paraphrasing, we must see the other Atlanta, the one across the tracks, the inner city Atlanta, the one that's in the shadows just beyond the first exits that one passes when leaving downtown. And that was decades ago, but would you say that that is still the case?
Well, it was the case long before Maynard Jackson became mayor. I mean, I encountered it, as I mentioned. Ivan Allen, my predecessor, did. Bill Hartsfield, the mayor before Allen, did. And yes, we see it today, and we'll continue to see it, but improvements have been made, reforms have occurred, and we can be proud of the progress our city has made.
Mm. The stakes, they seem to be very high in this particular race for mayor. You have Jesse Jackson making several appearances in town to encourage perhaps the black candidates to work together, maybe, come up with one of them, the strongest to go forward in the race. And there are several candidates, and they're very diverse in terms of African-American men and women and white men and women. The pool is diverse. What are your thoughts about the city today and that question of does race even matter? You were saying we really should be voting blindfolded.
Well, I don't think you want to turn your back on those that you feel will represent you and your interests the way you would want them represented at City Hall. That's normal, and that should be expected, that if you are more comfortable with tall people, you'll be friendly with tall people. You know, I'm very short, so watch the short people for me. But I think that, we find that the University of Georgia alumni will compete with the Georgia Tech alumni at any drop of the hat or football, but we'll also work together when there are neighborhood differences of zoning or some other issue. So it's not unusual and it's not unfair for people to support and vote for people in public office who they feel will best represent their interests.
Are you excited about the race and the candidates in the race?
I am indeed. I think this is the most important race that I can recall. And as I indicated, I've been involved or known about many of them down through the decades. And I remember my dad taking me to a rally down in Macon, Georgia, where old Gene Talmadge was on the back of a pickup truck, and he handed his wool hat down and said, "Boys, give me a nickel or dime. Help me in the campaign." And I said, "Daddy, that's no money at all, is it?" He said, "You don't understand. When they give him a nickel or a dime, they're invested. They're going to support him." And I've told a few candidates at since then that don't try to get the $2,600 each from every supporter. Be willing to take a dollar here and there, and you'll find you've got supporters along the way. I'm excited about this campaign because there's several good people running, and we've got at least 9 candidates that are viable. The election itself is not until November, so we've got plenty of time to get informed and to get active. I think everybody listening can make an imprint if they will get informed and get active.
Sam Massell is the 53rd mayor of Atlanta. His new book is now available. Play It Again, Sam, The Notable Life of Sam Massell. You're listening to GPB Atlanta.